Now, if you would turn to John, the 16th chapter, John 16. And the first through the 14th verses, John 16, 1 through 14. Here Jesus speaks of the coming of the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit is going to mean to them. 16, first verse. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended.
They shall put you out in the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh, that will swear hill of you, will think that ye do it God's service.
And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me.
But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you, and
but now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou?
But when I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment.
Notice the reason now that the world is reproved of sin. Not because of their sin. Of sin, why? Because they believe not on me. You see the answer here? In other words, all are sinners. We could not very well be reproved at this point for being sinners. We have been judged that by God since Adam. And so it is not that he is judging us sinners at this point. We were judged in the ages past, you see, as sinners. But here we are judged for our sin. Why? Because we believe not on him. And what does he say? He that believeth on me shall not be condemned, but hath everlasting life. If ye believe not that I am he, what's the rest? Ye shall die in your sins. You see? So that the whole base is the simplicity of our faith in Jesus Christ. We cannot possibly work our way into heaven, because there is no graded mark that we can make that would entitle us. The only grade is 100%. Not one little sin can enter the kingdom of heaven. So it must be cleansed away. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Isn't that wonderful? All sin. God hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You see? In him. And so he says here, the world is judged of sin because they believe not on me. You can read the 10th verse.
Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and he shall be no more.
And of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show unto you.
It's good to notice who shows us things to come. It's the Holy Spirit. Therefore, if a man has not the Holy Spirit and reads the book of Revelation, he cannot understand it. It's impossible. That's why the church doesn't use the book of Revelation. It's hardly ever used, never used in modernist churches, and rarely used in fundamental churches, unfortunately. But here we're told that he, the person of the Holy Spirit, will show you things to come, so that when you go to Revelation, it will be a great vision of the things yet to come. I believe that this generation, like no other generation before, should be able to understand the book of Revelation as no generation before, because of the things that are happening all around us. Everything we see happening. Astronauts, exploration of the sky, all of these things, tremendous things. I'll have much to say about that in the days before us, Lord willing. But just remember, it says here that he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. May God add his blessing to this portion of his precious word.